Potential shortages in public safety and other government agencies are a concern across the country as experienced workers leave their positions. Tom Riley is the director of ASU's Morrison Institute and the former CEO of Clark County, Nevada.
I think what we're seeing is several major trends when we look at public sector employment. One is that it's an aging government. As a whole, public employees tend to be older than those in the private sector. The other is that we have a shrinking talent pool. Job expectations of younger generations aren't necessarily in sync with the public sector. Whether the public sector becomes an attractive choice for many young individuals is in question.
Well, what's making the public sector perhaps not seem as attractive?
Well, if you look at young people today, and you look at the portfolio of young people today, they tend to have moved from job to job, many times from cities to cities, to look at new opportunities for advancement. They bring a blend of public, private, nonprofit experience to the table. And the mirrored experience they basically use as a platform to say, hey, you know, I've been in many different sectors, and I have the ability to tackle many of the intractable and complex problems that governments face. If you look at how we reward and hire public employees, you know, it's way too focused on a deferred payment. You know, the message is that if you stay for a long period of time, you'll get a pension, you'll get, you know, retiree health care, and a lot of your benefits will be post your employment. And for young people, you know, the notion of staying 25 or 30 years in a job, you know, is frightening because their pensions, for example, are not portable. They can't take it with them if they choose many times to jump to the private sector or the nonprofit sector.
Is that affecting public safety workers more, and should the public be generally concerned about that?
Public safety is very interesting to look at. I mean, if you look at firefighters and police officers, there's not a it's not a challenge of attracting individuals in those areas to joining public sector. I used to be a former chief executive in Clark County, and when we opened up our recruitment for firefighters, we had to go to the convention center. There were so many individuals that were interested. Part of that issue is succession planning, is that, you know, are we having programs and are we identifying young people? I mean, I think there's this concern for a long period of time that we're going to have this silver tsunami, that many of the baby boomers will retire all at one time and we'll lose a considerable amount of technical experience and institutional knowledge. It hasn't played out everywhere, but there still is a concern. Many of the baby boomers have, you know, deferred their retirement because of the recession, and perhaps that is coming. But in certain areas like public safety, I think, you know, the area is more in succession planning. It's not that many jurisdictions have trouble attracting young people who would be interested in being police officers and firefighters. The notion is that as other older individuals are retiring, that they're doing succession planning and transferring the knowledge base.
Tom Riley, director of ASU's Morrison Institute, he's also the former CEO of Clark County, Nevada.